CliffCentral.com. All right, let's get Robin in here. I love seeing Robin. She makes my Tuesday happy. And so do all her beautiful plants here, all over CliffCentral.com, which, of course, come from Lifestyle Home Garden. There are palm trees. There are ficuses. There are spatophylliums. There are the crotons. That's very good, Ben. The crotons. The mother-in-law's tongue. Look at those things.
Does that sound right to you? Ficuses? Ficusi?
Ficuses.
Ficus.
That's the right way to say it, right, Robin?
Ficus, I think, is more correct.
So we were both wrong.
Is that a spatophyllum?
Spatophyllum, yes.
Okay, close. I'm gonna claim that one.
Just try one.
No, you
more.
And you, Gareth, you sounded so correct. So just go
it
with
sounded
that.
Sounded right, but it wasn't right.
Funny we had roses in here, hey Gareth.
Yeah, you'll redeem yourself. Just say something else.
Okay. All right, but we do have a beautiful work environment, and it's full of oxygen thanks to these lovely plants. And you too can have a much happier office space, a much more beautiful home, and it's not that hard to do. Now, what do we want to talk about today? And this is very practical advice. People are all worried about Armageddon and the zombie apocalypse. That's the truth. They write to me every day.
Oh. Do they, Gareth?
The zombie apocalypse is coming.
And they worried.
And I say to them, don't panic. We've got Robin looking after this. Because if there's a zombie apocalypse, what are people worried about? Food. Yes. Where are we going to get our food? You can't go to the shops if they're full of zombies.
Good point.
We'll have to grow our own.
That's right.
That's right.
And what humble plant that originally, I think, came from South America?
Yes, that's correct. Peru.
It provides nutrition for people all over the world now.
Yes, it's actually the fourth most important food crop in the whole world.
It is. Dun, da, da, dun, da, da, da.
Potatoes.
Yeah. Okay.
The Irish know about potatoes. When they lost their potatoes, they almost all died out, the Irish. Very serious problem. The Irish potato famine. Look it up. Horrible, horrible situation.
Oh, no.
Yes, almost two-thirds of the Irish just perished because there were no potatoes. So you have to take potatoes seriously. Hence the fact that we're devoting an entire part of the show this morning to potatoes. People, so can I ask you, let me ask you a few questions, Robin. Maybe you can help me. First of all, you say they're from South America, from Peru. So really, they've only formed a part of the diet for people outside of South America for maybe the last 400 or so years.
Yes, that's true.
Is it hard to grow potatoes?
Not at all. They are one of the easiest vegetables to grow. Yes. And they're also actually one of the most environmentally friendly vegetables to grow because they're so easy to cultivate. And also they don't require a lot of chemical additives. So you don't need so many fertilizers and that as a lot of other mass-produced vegetables would need. So, and also you can keep them for a long period of time without them going bad.
That's
so that's
right.
Obviously why they're so important around the world as a source of nutrition.
Now, I've noticed when I keep potatoes for too long, they don't go bad, they start growing.
Yes, exactly, Gareth.
They start making little buds.
Sprouts.
Yeah, sprouts. You've got one here that looks pretty revolting. Tell me about this humble potato.
So this is a seed potato, which I've brought in. It looks exactly like a potato. It just looks a bit shriveled, and it has lots of little sprouts growing off of it. This one is specifically certified and disease-free, and we sell them so that people can grow more potatoes from these seed potatoes.
Oh, clever.
Yes, so it's obviously better to use these, but a lot of people actually grow their own potatoes from potato skins, or if you just buy potatoes and leave them in your vegetable rack for a little while till they look like this, you can also grow potatoes from that, but we do recommend these because we know they're disease-free and they are certified, which is obviously
but
better.
You can't just leave it in the sun. You need to put the thing in the ground.
No, you cannot leave it in the sun. So it's a very simple process. You can either plant it straight in the ground, or you can use a potato bag or a potato pot. So we sell specific ones. They have to be at least 50 centimeters deep. Or you have to create trenches in your garden beds if you'd like to plant them straight into your garden.
Right.
And the reason that you need quite a deep space is because as they grow, every week for the first 4 to 5 weeks, you have to top up the soil. You have to cover the stem as the plant grows so that the tubers which grow from the stem, which is obviously where the potatoes come from, you have to ensure that they're always underground.
So the potatoes that they don't grow on a tree. I mean, let's get to basics here, because a lot of people don't know this. People go, oh, the potatoes, they grow in the shops. No, potatoes are not an above-ground vegetable.
That's correct. They are root vegetables.
Yes, they grow under the ground.
Yes.
That's where you've got to dig them out.
Yes, so it's very easy to dig them out when they're ready, especially if you use a container or a potato bag. You just simply tip it out, and then you'll be able to pull the potatoes off the stems.
So far, you're making it sound very easy. Are potatoes relatively like low maintenance in terms of something that you grow?
Yes, exactly. That's why they're among some of the most environmentally friendly vegetables, because they also don't require as much watering, so you only really have to water them once a week.
Oh, that's easy. Okay.
Because overwatering will actually obviously not be the best conditions for potatoes. So they require once a week watering, and all you have to do is keep an eye on the little shoots that come out of the ground, the beautiful green leaves. And as they grow, when they get to about 25 centimeters, that's when you first start adding a bit more potting soil, and or you just pull soil from the side if you've dug trenches, and then you just top up the soil so that you're covering most of the stem, and then every week you water and you cover a bit more soil, and you'll see they'll keep growing and growing and growing.
When do you know to empty them out? Or to pick them, or to dig them out?
Good question, Gareth.
That's the tough part.
Yes, but it's actually very simple with potatoes. They give you a clear sign. After about 8 weeks, they'll start to flower.
Mm-hmm.
When you just need to take note of when they flower, because then that will guide you as to when to harvest them. If you would like baby potatoes, then 2 to 3 weeks after flowering, you can harvest the potatoes. This is wonderful for kids. If you've got them involved in your growing and you want little baby potatoes, then harvest about 2 to 3 weeks after flowering. If you'd prefer big potatoes, you wait until the leaves have withered and died. So you'll see that the leaves will wither and die, and then you harvest and you'll have big potatoes. It's not sad, Gareth. You get a wonderful crop of potatoes at the end.
And it's the circle of life.
All right, Sean, you wanted to ask something of Robin. So Robin, just grab his headphones.
Yeah, but I think she's just while I was on the line, discussed it. I needed to understand about baby potatoes and growing baby potatoes with a... You know, how to grow these things. Because a lot of us don't have a lot of space where you can go out and plant in a garden. So I was thinking about these ceramic pots.
Yeah, you can get those potato pots. So they've got specific ones like that at Lifestyle. You can ask them about.
Okay, lekker.
Yeah. All right.
That's all.
So your question was answered.
It was. Unfortunately, I didn't hear it. Because I was on the line.
Here it is. No. Robin, she's here. You may as well ask her. So baby potatoes, how many weeks do you wait?
So thank you so much for the question. Baby potatoes are very easy to grow, especially if you don't have a lot of space. You rather plant in a bag or a potato pot. So you can put this on your balcony, on a patio, even if you have a small garden. And then all you do is 2 to 3 weeks after your potato plant flowers, you harvest. And that's when you'll get baby potatoes.
Okay.
All right, Sean.
Thank you, Mo. Appreciate it.
Cool,
pleasure.
Man. Bye. There we go. There's Sean, a keen horticulturalist.
Yeah, so it's a very good question, because a lot of people think you can't grow your own crops if you don't have a garden or whatever. But the beauty of potatoes is that you can actually grow them in their own container, which can be very small and can be placed anywhere, as long as you have... It does need full sun.
Okay.
So you either need a very, very sunny windowsill that you can open, or you'll need a balcony space that gets a lot of sun in the morning, and you can grow your own potatoes.
All right. Are there any tricks or things that might make your potato crop better?
No, not really. The one thing is, if you both in the garden or in a planter, just enrich the soil with a 2-3-2 fertilizer. Because potatoes are very easy to grow, if you just give them a good, very nutritious soil, you generally wouldn't need to add anything. Also, there are a lot of companion plants. So those are plants that you can plant nearby to your potatoes that will help to, defend off the the pests. Yes, because
there are a lot of there are a lot of insects and things that yes. like to eat potatoes as well.
Also, snails love potatoes, so ooh. So it's a good idea to plant with marigolds, horseradish. You can plant with beans, strawberries, green peppers, mint. Oh. So if you have a bit of a veggie garden, or you have space to put a nice pot of marigolds next to your potato plant, that would be a good idea.
They're nice and bright and pretty as well.
Yes, exactly.
Cecia, even plants have companions.
Well, true. Okay.
You get everybody companion
needs
plants.
A bit of love.
That's right.
That's true, Cecia.
So sweet. Potatoes have companion plants.
Yes.
I like that. All right. Well, I'm going to try this. What the hell? I've got a couple of these potatoes that are sprouting, all these sprouts, and I'm now going to go and plant them.
Good idea, Gareth.
Yeah. Let's see, and I'll give you a
will
progress
you give us
report.
An update?
So just sure. as long as it's nice and deep. You yes. said at least 50 centimeters.
Yes, the container. Okay. Exactly.
All right. Don't forget to visit Lifestyle Home Garden, especially now. This time of year is the perfect time to plant potatoes.
Yes, summer. Any time through summer, from early September, you can plant potatoes.
See, we're there. So they are, of course, if you want to go and see them and get your disease-free potatoes that they have specially gathered, you can go to Lifestyle Garden Center. That's the corner of Bayers Nordea and Ace Road Avenue in Rand Park Ridge. Or if you're really, really far away, you can just go to lifestyle.co.za.
No, they have a cool blog there. Everything absolutely. That we discuss on the show is on the blog.
Yes, you can find
I take
everything.
My tips from there.
Oh,
there
good. See, I'm so glad.
Choose your lifestyle with Lifestyle Home Garden. And if you're lucky enough, you might even see Robin there.
Yes, in the week, you'll see me there.
That's right. Busy running things, making things happen. That's
exactly.
what goes down.
Growing potatoes.
Fantastic. Well, I mean, listen, if I can't do that, then there's no hope for the rest. I had strawberries once. I had a very good, successful crop of strawberries.
Oh,
how do you
good,
like
Gareth.
That?
Huh? Very nice.
Really?
Yeah. That's...
Did you pick and eat them?
Yes.
Wonderful.
I am no slouch.
You look, did it all yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm not taking anything
strawberries
away
from are very
you.
Pretty. They cover the ground.
Yes.
Oh. Got to give them a little bit of shade.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wonderful in hanging baskets.
There we go. You see, Sia?
I've picked strawberries before.
He didn't believe
does that
me.
Count?
He didn't believe me. He thought I was making all this up. I'm quite industrious in the garden, I'll have you know. CliffCentral.com